July 14, the church appears about to fall. But Zion said, "The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee." Isaiah 49, 14 and 15. Satan will work his miracles to deceive. He will set up his power supreme. The church may appear as about to fall, but it does not fall. It remains while the sinners in Zion will be sifted out, the chaff separated from the precious wheat. This is a terrible ordeal, but nevertheless it must take place. None but those who have been overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony will be found with the loyal and true. The remnant that purify their souls in obeying the truth gather strength from the trying process, exhibiting the beauty of holiness amid the surrounding apostasy. I know that the Lord loves His church. It is not to be disorganized or broken up into independent atoms. There is not the least consistency in this. There is not the least evidence that such a thing will be. Thus, those who shall heed this false message and try to leaven others will be deceived and prepared to receive advanced delusions, and they will come to naught. I am encouraged and blessed as I realize that the God of Israel is still guiding His people and that He will continue to be with them even to the end. We cannot now step off the foundation that God has established. We cannot now enter into any new organization, for this would mean apostasy from the truth. The church, soon to enter upon her most severe conflict, will be the object most dear to God upon earth. The confederacy of evil will be stirred with power from beneath, and Satan will cast all the reproach possible upon the chosen ones whom he cannot deceive and delude with his satanic inventions and falsehoods. But exalted to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and remission of sins, will Christ, our representative and head, close his heart, or withdraw his hand, or falsify his promise? No, never, never.